This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Now, Richard Pascoe, having a look at the subjects today, and I didn't know you could buy a phone. Well, I know you could buy a phone online, but I guess you then get a phone number online. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
You can just go along and buy a phone online and use your SIM card from another phone in there to activate it and do all that. I'm not a big fan of it at all, Paul, and I'll give you the reason why. I had somebody during the week ring me and say, said he bought a Nokia 7.1, which is the version of some of the new Nokia phones out there. He said, am I aware of the Bluetooth issue on it? And I went, well, no, I'm not really, to be quite honest. The Bluetooth doesn't work, and ran through all of that for him. He said, well, mine has an issue. And I said, well, where did he get it from? He said, well, I bought it from this, and I won't give you the name of the retailer, obscure retailer online. And I said, how much did you pay for it? And I just did some quick research, and he paid about half of what it was worth. So, you know, yep, he got a bargain, but you don't know what you're buying sometimes when you buy these sort of things online. I said, do you know if you can actually return it to them as it's not working properly? And he goes, I've got no idea, Richard, about that at all. I didn't even think about that. Turns out they've really got no return policy at all for it as well. So if you're going to buy something online, always look at all of these things, Paul. And I'm a big believer, go to the traditional retailer and see if they price match. A lot of the time, they will price match the online shopping experience, but not in this case if it's maybe damaged or it's seconds that you're buying. Got to be really careful. And if you are buying a phone online, who's going to help you set it up?
Exactly.
People forget that.
Exactly.
You know, if you roll into a telco and you say, here's my Nokia 7.1, can you set it up for me? And they'll go, where did you get it from? Well, I bought it from Fred's Online Deals. They'll go, what really do you want us to do with it? So, you know, it's, and people complain when they have to, you know, pay for that sort of service as well. You buy a phone from a retailer, they help you set it up, which is what they should be doing as well. But buying a phone online, you're sometimes getting what you pay for.
Fraught with danger, that's for sure. Now, what's happening with Androids and updates for Androids?
People really, if you're on the Android users out there, so I urge you to go along, check your phone for updates. There is actually for currently an SMS vulnerability around, so you've got to look for the update for your phone if you're getting an update, and I'm going to get to that. So people rarely ever check their phones for updates. Go to the settings menu and have a look and go along and see if you're actually getting updates. Now, the problem with Android updates is Google, who do the Android operating system, they do the updates. They send them to the maker of the phone. The maker of the phone then sends them off to the telco who you're with, who's supposed to send them on to you. Convoluted process, Paul, isn't it? Really, to me, it's not a great process. Now, what happens is if your phone gets to, say, 2 to 3 years old, I reckon it falls in the too hard basket for them, because lots of phones 2 to 3 years old, depending on the manufacturer, stop getting updates. So, you know, it really is probably the lifespan of an Android phone sometimes, and when you stop getting updates, you're a bit more vulnerable to things on the outside world. So, you know, just make sure that, you know, you've checked your phone for updates, and make sure you've got an Android phone, make sure you're backing up all your stuff to Google. There is a Google backup setting in every Android phone, so you don't lose anything.
That is excellent. Can we just back up a little bit? You mentioned SMS vulnerability. Can you just expand on that a bit?
For some of the modern ones, if you get an SMS from somebody you don't know, urging you to click this link, can I get you not to click that link at all? It should be a blanket thing now. If I don't know where it's come from, I don't click that link, no matter how much money you think you won, no matter what the free offer is. If you don't know them, don't click that link, because it can go along and mean if you get this vulnerability, you're going to have to factory reset your phone. If you haven't backed it up, you could lose everything.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Okay, we'll be on the alert for that. Just a little bit of sidebar on that. Marion, I haven't been receiving them, but Marion's been receiving a lot of calls from very strange places, places like the Ukraine, Russia, different places in the Pacific. And, you know, when the number comes up, the place in the world is there. Now, we never answer them. We just decline the call.
Good.
But how are they getting Marion and they're not getting me? And we've both got iPhones.
It's a random dial thing. So people on Android phones are getting them as well. I've been getting them. And the longer you ignore them, then they just tend to go away. What they're designed to do is that people get very excited and will ring that number back. Now, when you ring that number back, the people at the other end are actually making money out of you dialing that number. It's a scam thing.
Ah.
So they'll try and keep you, you know. So Vladimir in the Ukraine will answer the phone and say, oh, hold on, the Paul. And he'll put the phone down and the phone's ticking away and ticking away and ticking away. And they're making money while you do it. So I urge people, don't dial that number back at all.
Oh, so Marion, if Marion was to ring back, somebody would say, please hold the phone while I go and have some vodka. I'm going to drink vodka now. And he'll go away and drink his vodka and Marion will be left hanging on. And they'd be making money out of. So that's the scam, is to have you waiting and they get the cash back or they get money for the length of the call, right?
Yep, that's right. It's a good idea.
Those tricky Russians and Ukrainians.
Africans as well. I was getting calls from Africa for every day at 3:30 for a week.
Oh, so what would be the excuse from the African gentleman? It'd be sort of, what would it be? I've got to go and, grab some tusk.
No, we don't invite elephant killing, Paul.
No, but that's what they do, those poachers over there. They're the ones, the poachers, and they're also scammers. Let's move on. Okay, we're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, this morning. Now, iPhone chargers. Now, this is a really, really important one because this could keep you safe. iPhone chargers can electrocute you.
And so can Android chargers as well, not the genuine ones. So I'm a big believer in using the genuine chargers. And I think after I read this study, I'm even a better believer in this. They did an analysis of 400 generic smartphone chargers and found that 99% of them were unsafe, Paul. Let's repeat that. Out of 400 chargers, generic ones, 99% of them were unsafe.
Wow.
Now, 22 of the charges actually caused serious damage during the testing process. Injuries caused by these charges, including burns and electrocution. In one case study, somebody was actually propelled from his bed by the electric current. Can I urge people out there? Yep, you'll see the really cheap chargers in, let's say, in certain shopping malls. Do not buy them at all. They really have not been checked when they come in this country. Now, I talked to somebody who's been in the industry for over 20 years who imports stuff and you know, runs a big computer business. He said, I've never had a government inspector in all that time come around and say, can I have a look at any charges or any electronics that come in. So it's a big gap out there. So, you know, if you've got an iPhone, you're after a proper Apple-approved charger. If you've got a Samsung device, a proper Samsung charger, and you know you're going to get a proper one when it's got the sticker, it's got a little engraving on the side, says Apple-approved or Samsung-approved or, let's say, Huawei-approved out there. But if you paid $2 or $5 for it, you're buying rubbish. That can actually hurt you. So please, I urge the listeners, yep, I know it costs more money, but they're not the same.
Yeah, and look, you know, Sparkies know how to use electricity and how to be safe with it, but we don't, so we've got to protect ourselves. Now, just going back to those email and phone numbers, Greg has sent me a text saying there is programs that can scrape websites for email and phone numbers. Does that make sense?
Yes, there are, but you know, emails, Greg, there is a website called, and it's run by an Australian security researcher who works for Microsoft, called Have I Been Pwned? PWNED. Now, if the listeners basically key that into the website, I've written about it before. Put your email address in there at it, and you can actually see if your web, if your email address is freely available on the internet.
Ooh, that's handy.
Because there are about, I think, from last memory, there are about 4 billion email addresses freely available on the internet. And they're from times, Paul, when you've subscribed to something. You know, you might have an account with, let's say, Adobe, but Adobe's been attacked and all the email addresses are freely available to buy. So that's what Greg's talking about. So it's have I been pawned out there? There'll be a link in the search part on my site. You can go back and have a look. I've written about it before.
Beautiful. Now we're talking to Richard Pascoe, our tech guy here on Fab FM, as we do every Friday morning at 9 o'clock. And as we finish up here now, we always love the crap app of the week. Now, one particular crap app, I think you mentioned it last week, is so bad that it's been given the...
It got removed. Now that app, and I'll briefly describe, was called Taxi Hold'em. Now, what Taxi Hold'em was designed to do was, for the people that want a taxi, is it will put a yellow and black sign on your smartphone that said taxi. Now, if you're standing on the side of the road, Paul, and you've called a taxi, and suddenly you're holding up this little yellow and black sign on your smartphone, brightness might not be there, the poor taxi driver's straining to see you, he'll probably run into a car or a pole that's out there, so have an accident. So that's probably one of the reasons why that was a terrible app.
That's crappy, crappy, crappy app.
Yes, terrible. Taxi Hold'em. So, yeah, can't get it anymore. Bit of a disappointment, but taxi drivers are very glad it's been removed.
Yeah, and look, what a terrible play on words. They did Taxi Hold'em for Texas Hold'em, which is the poker
game.
Which is, it bears no resemblance. What a stupid name to give it.
Yep, yeah, terrible name. But we've got a new one for you this week.
Oh, a new crap app.
It is called Simulator Hoverboard. Now, Paul, people love playing games on their phone. Here's one you should avoid like the plague. Now, this game lets you control a hoverboard on your screen. Hashtag, why would you want to do it? Now, they describe it as Simulator Hoverboard. Try to control hoverboard using your fingers on the screen. Exclamation mark. It is very funny. Exclamation mark. No, it's not, says Richard. It is possible to adjust the speed. Big deal. It says, choose your hoverboard like that. Put two fingers on his feet like to present and manage your dream. It says, manage your dream in the wording, Paul. My dream is nobody should ever download this app at all. And my dream is do not play Simulator Hoverboard.
Oh, that's definitely a crap app of the week. I absolutely love it. Richard Pascoe, thanks so much. Give us your website.
Head over to talktech.com.au.
talktech.com.au. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Paul.